Okay, so my nephew called around yesterday to reclaim the Vodafone Smart 858 Android phone that he kindly lent me for 2 days to play around with, and it was very sad. I was really, it was hard to let it go. I just had great fun with it, and I'm convinced now that I do need to get myself a Android smartphone at some stage in the next few months. But one update I wanted to give you was in regard to the swipe keyboard. That's SWYPE. Now, there was a little bit of trouble getting it in the first place because I naively assumed I'd just go to the Android marketplace, do a search for swipe, which I did, and all I saw in the results were a few what appeared like games, swipe word game and swipe something else, but not swipe keyboard. So I asked the question on Twitter and on Google Plus, and I got a few generous responses, and people told me that it was kind of unusual in the case of swipe. You had to go onto their website and apply to be on their beta. So I did that, and in fairness, I quickly got back an email giving me a link to download the software and instructions on how to install it and so on, which I did, and I must say it was absolutely amazing. Really, really amazing. Swipe is, I think, by far the best input, text input experience that I've had on a mobile phone. Now, my current mobile is one I've had for 2 years or more, I'd say, a Sony Ericsson P1i, and I've previously thought that that was probably one of the best experiences you could get in terms of text input, because it was a QWERTY keyboard with rocker keys, which means of course that there are two letters per key. It took a bit of getting used to, but once I did, I found that I was able to type extremely quickly on that. Certainly, I think in comparison to most people using regular T9 predictive text on a mobile phone, I guess I was a good bit quicker. But I'd say with swipe, I'm probably a good 10 or even 20% quicker than that, and I'd imagine with practice that would go up. And it's not even just the speed, it's the ease of use. The fact that you can be quite inaccurate when you're moving your finger around, as long as you get the general pattern right, it appears, for most words at least, that you get the word to come out correctly, or else that it pops up as an option in the list of words, alternative words that you can use. So really a tremendously smooth, quick, satisfying, I guess, experience using the swipe keyboard, and I'd highly recommend that to anyone who hasn't tried it yet. Yeah, you'll have to invest a bit of time learning how to use it to get the best out of it, but I always find with really good productivity apps like that that it's well worth investing that time. You'll get it back in spades. So, to sum up then, I was, as I said, I was sad giving the phone back, and I can definitely see myself buying one in the next few months. Okay, talk to you later.